This is the Roots Rock Radio Show, number 143, rrradio.com. Let's see, the checklist. Microphone, check. AC, check. Cappuccino, check. Mac Pro fired up, check. Good indie roots rock music, check and double check. Okay, we are officially ready for another episode of the Roots Rock Radio Show, number 143, featuring the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. So how's everyone doing out there? Schools are coming back in session pretty soon. If you're a teacher, a student, or a parent of a student, you are either glad or sorry to see the school year of 2010 begin. So I'm looking into putting on the first Roots Rock Radio live event sometime this fall or early winter. Of course, it would feature local or touring original Roots Rock bands. It would also be videotaped for a web broadcast. Now, this is just at the idea stage at this point. I have to check into a venue that I have in mind and also talk to a few bands. But it just might happen. Of course, listeners of the Roots Rock Radio Show will be the first to know about it if it does. So I visited the download distribution page where the audio files for the Roots Rock Radio Show are, and I went to the area where they said the top countries that download the file. There are a few surprises there. Of course, as expected, the United States was number one. Number two was Japan. Number three was France. Number four was the Republic of Korea. Five was Germany. Six was the United Kingdom. Seven was Canada. Eight was China. Nine was Italy. 10 was Ireland, followed by 11, Spain. 12, Belgium. 13, the Netherlands. 14, Australia, 15, Brazil, 16, the Russian Federation, 17, Colombia, 18, Switzerland, 19, Serbia, and following it at number 20, Oman. Were there any surprises there for you? Roots Rock Radio Show downloads by the top 20 countries. The next show, perhaps I'll tell you the top states that download the show. I'll tell you what number one is right now. The number one state in the United States that downloads the most Roots Rock Radio shows is Texas. I'll run down the other states, the top 20 states, the next Roots Rock Radio show. So to get the most fizz out of your champagne, a new study recommends holding the glass at an angle while you fill it, rather than pouring the champagne straight down. The secret is in the bubbles, or more precisely the dissolved carbon dioxide that creates them once the bottle is uncorked and poured into a glass. There is a lot of carbon dioxide gas dissolved in a standard size bottle of champagne, about six times the bottle's volume, and its presence is crucial to creating the sensation we associate with champagne. This article is from the BBC. For champagne, the concentration of dissolved carbon dioxide not only drives bubble formation, it also contributes to the smell the beverage develops as it ages, known as the bouquet, to the more serious drinkers among us. Well, that's not me. The theft of a Vincent van Gogh painting worth about $50 million from a Cairo museum on Saturday has been blamed on poor security. Apparently, none of the alarms at the museum and only 7 out of 43 security cameras were working. The painting, known as both Poppy Flowers and Vase and Flowers, was cut from its frame at the museum during the day on Saturday. Police are reported to be focusing their hunt for the missing Van Gogh painting on Egypt's air and seaports. Some dates in rock and roll history. In 1968, Ringo Starr quit the Beatles during the White Album sessions when the constant bickering and tension became too much for him. The news of Ringo's departure was kept secret, and he rejoined the sessions on September the 3rd. After Ringo walked out, the remaining Beatles recorded back in the USSR with Paul on drums and John playing bass. Speaking of the Beatles, In 69, the Beatles got together at John Lennon's home in England for their final ever photograph session. In 78, Sex Pistols' Sid Vicious made his last live stage appearance when he appeared with Rat Scabies from The Damned, former Sex Pistols' Glenn Matlock and Nancy Spungen at London's Electric Ballroom. In the audience, Elvis Costello, Blondie, and Joan Jett. 79, Led Zeppelin released In Through the Outdoor, their last album of original material. 61, Patsy Cline recorded the classic Willie Nelson song, Crazy. She was still on crutches after going through a car windshield in a head-on collision 2 months earlier. Also, The Beatles, and 69, after finishing I Want You, She's So Heavy, The Beatles worked on the running order for the Abbey Road album. A preliminary master tape was compiled. The medley was originally slated for side one of the album, and the placement of Octopus's Garden and Oh Darling were reversed from the final version. This was the last time all four Beatles were together in Abbey Road Studios. And in 1970, Lou Reed and the Velvet Underground performed together for the last time at the New York club Max's Kansas City. Lou worked as a typist for his father for the next 2 years at $40 per week. We got some listener email to get to later in the show, but first up, Leroy Stagger. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
Sound the same. The desert blacktop, sun on the hard top. How much longer can I play this game? Loud music and the steel guitar, it's all I wanna hear. I'm just waiting for the wheels to fall off. Hold my bag and make it. back next year. Pretty eyes, don't put to the test. the evening, know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna burn one down. Will I burn one in the morning, burn one late at night? Every time I burn one, you know it makes it feel right. When I start my day tomorrow, know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna burn one down.
We just heard Josephus George. We heard Burn One Down. On the web, jk47.com. Out of Memphis, Tennessee. Often referred to as a link between Motorhead and Merle Haggard. Before that, we heard 3 Day Threshold. We heard their tune Barroom from their CD Straight Out of the Barrel. 3 Day Threshold is an independent rock and roll country band in Boston, Massachusetts. Good country gone terribly, terribly bad. On the web, 3daythreshold.com. Before that, we heard the return of Frank Tribes. From his new CD, we heard Sunshine Lane. His new CD is called Lean Out Your Window. On the web, franktribes.com. From Chicago. And opening this last set, we heard Leroy Stagger. We heard his tune Petrified World. From Canada. On the web, leroystagger.ca, courtesy of Abe from 2minutes59.com. Here's some listener email. Hey, Richard, great show and great consistency. You've been doing this for quite some time now, it seems. Do you tour as well in Europe? I'll tune in again for a portion of New Energy. Thanks, Bob from Holland. Hey, Bob, thanks for your email. Another email from a Roots Rock Radio artist. Richard, just a quick note to thank you for playing us again on your show. It was a real thrill to have you play us again. After listening to your show for a while now, I think being chosen for play twice has to be probably the best creative compliment we could be paid. Thank you again for such a great podcast and including us. All the best, Chris and the Worrymen. I sent Chris an email thanking him for putting out such a great rock and roll record in the 21st century. You'll be hearing from the Worrymen on another Roots Rock Radio show. This is interesting. Aerosmith bassist Tom Hamilton has all but confirmed that Steven Tyler will be occupying one of the seats on American Idol. You know, I just can't imagine Mick Jagger or like one of the Beatles doing something like that. I'm kind of surprised. Anyway, Hamilton says the ink is dry on that. Steven is someone who absolutely loves to be in front of an audience, and the people closest to him know how witty and entertaining that he can be. I don't know if American Idol will be rock and roll enough for him, but it is an opportunity for millions of people to see another side of Steven Tyler. Hamilton also said the band would work around Tyler's new schedule as they record a new album. So the Roots Rock Radio post office box fee is now due. If you'd like to help contribute to pay for that, there is a link on the main page at rrradio.com. You can give whatever you'd like, $5, $10, it all helps. Once again, rrradio.com. There's a link. It says Help Fund Roots Rock Radio. Thank you for your support. Next up, Personal and the Pizzas. You're listening to Roots Rock Radio. You're home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. rrradio.com.
Just so they can find a date. But how do you buy all pizza? Sears Roebuck went snowing in winter and through hard times. They had that catalog and it worked just fine. It's snowing on me, just like the old days, bring it to me. Cigars and guitars and hammers too, calico and flannel and a furnace flue. God bless Sears Roebuck and your family too. God bless America and Kalamazoo. It's snowing on me, just like the old days, bring it to me.
We just heard Yankee Network. We heard their tune, Sears Roebuck. On the web, yankeenetwork.net. Before that, we heard Fiery Blue. We heard their tune, Fire Show. On the web, reverbnation.com/fieryblue. Before that, we heard Bob Coratori and Friend. We heard their tune, 815 West Roosevelt. On the web, bobcoratori.com. That's courtesy of Chip from Mile High Productions. And opening this last set, we heard Personal and the Pizzas. We heard their tune, $7.99 for Love. On the web, myspace.com, Personal and the Pizzas. Some more listener email. Hey, Richard, thanks for your message about your radio station. It sounds just like what the world needs. Thanks for being in touch, Andy. Andy, thank you for sending your email. We also got a comment from Tomoki from Japan. Your fan. It was on Facebook. Thank you very much for supporting rock and roll in Japan these days. And I got another email from Dominique in regards to the early episodes of the Roots Rock Radio Show. She says, I am very interested in getting the early shows. I have the last 98 episodes. Would love to get a hold of the other 40-ish of them. Thanks, Richard, for everything that you do, Dominique. If you're interested in finding out about the early archive shows of the Roots Rock Radio, right now I have shows 1 through 5 up. Send an email to richard@rrradio.com. Here's some recent visitors to Roots Rock Radio. Yuma, Arizona. Sumter, South Carolina. Mesa, Arizona. Hamilton, Ohio. Corona, California. Huntington Beach, California. Towson, Maryland. Westminster, Maryland. Denizli, Turkey. Norristown, Pennsylvania. Ogden, Utah. Vancouver, British Columbia. Osaka, Japan. Centerburg, Ohio. The Netherlands. Cresco, Iowa. Kamakura, Japan. Los Angeles. Knoxville, Tennessee. Baldwin, Missouri. Lakeland, Florida. Lethbridge, Alberta, Canada. Hammond, Louisiana. Salerno, Italy. Columbus, Ohio. Ashburn, Virginia. Columbia. Houston, Texas. Reisterstown, Maryland. Taylor, Michigan. Izmit, Turkey. In New York, and many other places from around the globe. Next up, Count to Fire. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
To the quicksand. days, the years roll by without affection. Looking for a path that leads you straight into the loving arms of perfection.
Just another face. They laugh when I walk by. Look straight and keep your head held high. They think that they can get to me, but I got something within they can never see. It's being real and knowing who you are, and this life is gonna take me far. Don't be afraid of what people say. They're only trying to get in your way. They're not gonna change for you. Get the game, trying to see how many people you could blame. Oh no, it wasn't up to you, just wasn't good enough to hang out with the crew. But I'm sick and tired of all the lies. Go ahead, I'm ready for the last goodbye. Don't think that this will leave a scar, 'cause by now I know that this is who you are. I won't look back on time gone by. Made me who I am, and maybe wanna try to make other people see. You don't have to live in misery. Keep your head held high. Don't ever let them see you cry. You got a brand new life today. Ain't nothing getting in your way. Be free to do what you do. Go ahead, make a move. Fly, keep your head held high. Don't darkness seems to strangle me, tries to stifle me until I cannot breathe. Still the sound, a myriad of silent voices, like a chorus in my mind. Where is the peace I seek? Where is the hope I need? Depend upon
we just heard Mitch Cashmar and the Pontiacs. We heard their tune, Horn of Plenty. That was brought to you by DeltaGrooveProductions.com, courtesy of Chip from Miles High Productions. Before that, we heard Eris Array. We heard her tune, Cover Me, on the web, MySpace.com, Eris Array, R-E-I. Before that, we heard Sarah Mather. We heard her tune, Fly, on the web, SarahMatherMusic.com. She was a former American Idol finalist. And opening the set, we heard Count to Fire. We heard their tune, Screenplay, from Exeter, UK. On the web, MySpace.com, Count to Fire. In 66, the Beatles had Yellow Submarine and Eleanor Rigby. In 69, the Stones had out Honky Tonk Women. I remember that. In 66, the Doors started recording their first album at Sunset Sound Recording Studios, West Sunset Boulevard, Los Angeles. 67, Bobby Gentry started a four-week run at number one with Ode to Billy Joe. And in 79, the Knack started a five-week run with My Sharona. In 65, Sonny and Cher were number one with I Got You, Babe. In 2005, a plaque was unveiled by fellow quarrymen John Duff, Lowe, and Colin at the site where the band, which was to become the Beatles, made their first recordings. John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and George Harrison recorded a version of Buddy Holly's That'll Be the Day and a Lennon-Harrison song. That's a rare collaboration. In spite of all the danger, as the quarrymen at the Percy Phillips studio in Liverpool in 1958. And a somber note, in 1990, Stevie Ray Vaughan was killed when the helicopter he was flying hit a man-made ski slope while trying to navigate through dense fog. Vaughan was informed by a member of Clapton's crew that three seats were open on a helicopter returning to Chicago with Clapton's crew. It turned out there was only one seat left. Vaughan requested it from his brother, Jimmy Vaughan, who obliged. Fateful decision, very much like the Buddy Holly airplane accident. Well, there you have it, another episode of some contemporary indie roots rock artist. Roots Rock Radio, rrradio.com. Don't forget to send the bands a thank you note. Let them know that you heard their music on Roots Rock Radio. Buy their CD, support their live events. I'm sure they would appreciate it. We've got some more Roots Rock Radio coming up for this fall, the fall of 2010. So until the next show, this is Richard Taylor signing off.